Tourism Powell River, TPR, is looking for continued, long-term financial support from Cothet Regional District. At the May 3 Finance Committee meeting, TPR Executive Director Tracy Ellis said the organization operates Powell River Visitor Center and she was appearing to provide her annual report and to ask, going forward, for new operational funding at the continued rate of $16,000 per year. Ellis said travelers can feel overwhelmed and the visitor center can offer support, as well as provide information. She said additional revenue is generated by membership, retail and advertising sales. She added that the organization collects data on visitor travel, markets local attractions and connects people with local businesses. Ellis outlined a number of services provided for visitors, such as creating and printing collateral and maps, providing key information regarding where to go, answering inquiries, offering public services, including a washroom and Wi-Fi, dealing with complaints and offering the inside scoop on local attractions. The visitor center also provides information for locals who are vacationing throughout BC, said Ellis. We can offer them travel tips and assistance, she added. In terms of outcomes, Ellis said visitors who attend the center will participate in 3 more activities than planned before arriving. They will usually spend 1 more additional day when we overwhelm them with all the things to see and do here, said Ellis. When they are educated on things they can see and do, they will return, so they will have many visits to Powell River, which generates more revenue for the community. When we talk to them about things to do, we enrich the whole visit. At a time where some visitor centers are abandoning bricks and mortar facilities completely, the local center has expanded its service with new and innovative attractions. The value of tourism in BC is only second to mining, said Ellis. In a written presentation to the committee, she indicated that in 2021, tourism contributed $5 billion to BC's gross domestic product. Total tourism revenue in 2021 was $13.5 billion, a 22.7% increase over 2020, she added. Looking at visitor statistics, in 2022, visitors requested 10,329 pieces of information, said Ellis. In the past 5 years, 28,608 visitors have been served, she added. Visitor statistics for 2021 to 2022 are up 7.8%, so we are in recovery now, said Ellis. We have a lot of recovery still to do. Ellis said she is proud of the staff and support at the visitor center. She said there have been some difficult times with the community resource center next door, which has necessitated additional staffing at the visitor center to be safe. She added that the community support for the organization is overwhelming. I do hope you'll see the value in the visitor center and what it brings to the local economy, and that you'll agree to support us for the next 5 years at the same level that we have enjoyed, said Ellis. Electoral Area E Director and Finance Committee Chair Andrew Fall said the committee would not be deciding anything monetary because the financial ask will come up on the agenda of a future Finance Committee meeting.